I'd like to tell a story for Ascension Day that some of you may know. You won't find this story in the Bible, but it does seem to me to make a fairly good biblical point. So after the Ascension, Jesus arrives back in heaven. The angels are out in force to welcome him, and Gabriel steps out to speak on their behalf. Lord, we've so admired everything that you did down there. You really showed them all what the kingdom of God is about. You healed the sick. You showed compassion to everyone in need. You suffered so much. But Lord, we have just one question. You've started such a marvelous thing, but who's going to keep the show on the road? Jesus replies, well, I have these 11 followers. I'm giving the job to them and to whoever joins them. Embarrassed silence, shuffling and coughing among the angels. Then Gabriel speaks up again, looking troubled. But Lord, do you really mean Peter, who's all talk but no good under pressure? Do you really mean James and John, who are so obsessed with status? Do you really mean Thomas, who's so skeptical, and Philip, who's so slow? None of them are well educated. None of them have any influence in society. They will disagree. They will split into factions. They will fail you. The world will look at them and will not be impressed. Yes, says Jesus patiently, you're right. But it's them I've given the job to. But Lord, is this wise? They're bound to make a mess of it. At least consider some kind of backup plan. No, says Jesus firmly, I'm giving them the job. I have no other plans. Gabriel's response is quite understandable. If we were called in to shape the strategy for operations in this world of the crucified, risen, and ascended Christ, we would surely emphasize the need for great care in choosing his representatives on earth so that his work would advance effectively and without too much reputational damage. But the reality is that the Lord Jesus Christ, with great patience and humility, allows himself to be represented in this world by fallible, squabbling, sinful human beings. The church. You and me. So on Ascension Day, we think of how the presence and the work of Jesus in this world have been entrusted to the church. Just as the Father sent Jesus into the world, so Jesus sends the disciples, the church. In the mind of Christ, the church is not an embarrassing backup plan, the best God could manage after Jesus regrettably got crucified. No, the church is the plan, the continuation of the presence and the mission of the crucified, risen, and ascended Jesus in the world. Let me close these brief reflections with some words attributed to Saint Teresa of Avila, after which we'll keep a time of silence as we open our hearts and minds to the presence and call of our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours.